Mr. Provost, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, in rising to respond to the toast, I wish to express, first of all, my heartfelt gratitude to the Professorial Board of University College for the great goodwill with which it has passed the resolution concerning my election to honorary fellowship, and to the Senate of the University of London for electing me formally to that great distinction. The honor that has been conferred upon me is one which is most unexpected, as it is most undeserved. And I assure both the Professorial Board of University College and the Senate of the University of London that I value this honor most highly, more particularly so as I understand that it has hitherto been conferred only upon a selected few of most distinguished persons, including His Royal Highness Prince Arthur of Connaught, and further, that this is the first occasion upon which this great honor has ever been conferred upon a foreigner. In proposing the toast, Professor Donnan has, in extremely kind words, spoken of my work in Japan. But if what I have been able to do is at all creditable, the credit must be traced back to my education in England, and first and most of all, to the scientific training I received in University College during the 5 years extending from 1876 to 1881. Dr. A.W. Williamson, renowned throughout the whole world for his classical investigation on the formation of ethers, and renowned also for his remarkably keen insight into the atomic constitution of matter, was then professor of chemistry. And it is needless for me to say how highly I value the scientific training I received from him. I was taught physics by Professor Cary Foster and Dr. Oliver Lodge, and the knowledge of physics thus acquired was a great help to me in following the remarkably rapid development of physical chemistry which was soon to come. It was, however, not the scientific training alone that I received in England. The 5 years of my student life